A little more humidity in the air today than what we'd seen this week earlier, and as a result, a little more of a summer-like feel with hazy sunshine. We will have temperatures climbing up above the 80-degree mark for the first time in the last few days in a lot of places, reaching the lower 80s in most spots by the end of the day. Still, though, we have that cool pool of air in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, and rotating through the cool pool of air will be weak disturbances starting today and lasting through the weekend. The result will be scattered showers and thunderstorms here and there late today and into the evening hours, and while not everyone will see the showers or thunderstorms, there is that risk, so factor that into your plans for the second half of the day. Overnight tonight, clouds will be around and we'll have the chance of showers as another disturbance moves in from the south. Temperatures will be back into the 60s with a little bit more of a muggy feel. And that'll leave us a little bit unsettled for the weekend. As that trough of low pressure or cool pool of air starts to lift out tomorrow and especially Sunday, energy will swing on through, touching off a few scattered showers and thunderstorms both days. Otherwise, we'll have in and out sunshine and highs over the weekend will be around 80. Still one more chance for a few showers and thunderstorms on Monday before the trough completely lifts out with highs in the lower 80s, leaving us dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday. Wednesday, the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but mostly sunny on Thursday. High temperatures through midweek next week in the lower and middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha in the western Atlantic Ocean. The center of Bertha is located about 110 miles east of Barbados. It is moving toward the west-northwest near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Bertha is expected to pass near or north of Barbados in the next few hours and move through the central Lesser Antilles tonight and into the northeastern Caribbean tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. No significant change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 45 miles from the center. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica, Martinique, Puerto Rico, Vieques, Culebra, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the British Virgin Islands. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center continues to issue advisories on Tropical Storm Bertha in the western Atlantic Ocean. The center of Bertha is located about 110 miles east of Barbados. It is moving toward the west-northwest near 20 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, Bertha is expected to pass near or north of Barbados in the next few hours and move through the central Lesser Antilles tonight and into the northeastern Caribbean tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. No significant change in strength is forecast during the next 48 hours. Tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 45 miles from the center. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica, Martinique, Puerto Rico, Vieques, Culebra, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the British Virgin Islands. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Old Faithful, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s, Boston partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the middle 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 101 set in 1933, and the record low 46 in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:47 a.m., sunset this evening at 8:16 p.m., 14 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with areas of fog and the risk of a few showers and lows in the middle 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or a thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of a few showers and lows in the middle 60s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a few showers and lows right around 60. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, also areas of fog, and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible and high temperatures in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with the risk of showers by morning, also areas of fog and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers or thunderstorms near 80. Chance of showers and storms again on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 80. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Monday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s. And generally dry Tuesday through Thursday, the risk of a shower or storm on Wednesday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.